obedience is better than sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One thing that we find here is an interesting teaching that is lived out all throughout the gospel that Jesus speaks of often. He talks about what we ought to do and what we ought not to do. Within the life of Samuel, and especially in the life of Saul here, we see that somebody thought that they had a better idea than God had. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you thought that things should go one way and God thought that things should go other way, and you say, well, this is the better way, so let's go ahead and pursue this way. That's what we call sin. Anytime you have a better idea than God has, quote-unquote better idea, that's what sin is. Anytime we choose against what God wants, that's the way that leads not toward God, but completely against God. You see, with God, it's either we're moving 100% toward Him, following His will, or fighting against Him. Remember what He says in another place in Scripture, either you are for me or you are against me. And so our Lord is beckoning us here, look, I make life easy for you. I make knowing the way easy. Just do what I say. Just follow what I have to the teeth. Saul thought that if he would just take those best things that would be offered, best things, he could offer them in a sacrifice to God, and that would in some way be better. But God said destroy it all because it's all unclean. Another way is like this. Maybe some of you have served in the military before. What they have a common saying in the military, especially in the Marines, is that thinking hurts the team. Thinking hurts the team. Because a plan is set forth. And if you think a better way, that's going to cause you to be off from the rest of your teammates. And thus the mission is going to fail. So what our Lord asks us to do, He says, look, you don't have to worry about thinking about a better way. You don't have to worry about forging a new path. Just follow me. Just do what it is that I ask you. It says it in another place, and this is how we'll end. In Proverbs chapter 3, our Lord speaks to us, and He says, in Proverbs chapter 3, He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him.
Stop it.
And He will direct your paths. Let's take these words to heart as we seek His face here in the Eucharist and ask Him today, whatever has gone on in the past, today, let me follow You just a little better. Not on my way, but on Your way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.